Our New Testament lesson this morning is from 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, beginning at verse 18. It says, "For the message about the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, 'I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and the discernment of the discerning I will thwart.' Where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God the world did not know God through wisdom, God decided through the foolishness of our proclamation to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks desire wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God." See, this message points to Christ on the cross. And it's this message that seems like sheer silliness to those who are hell-bent on destruction. But for those of us who are on the way of salvation, it makes perfect sense. This is the way God works, and most powerfully, as it turns out. Isaiah says, "I'll turn conventional wisdom on its head. I'll expose the so-called experts as crackpots." So where you can find someone truly wise, truly educated, truly intelligent in this day and age, where can you find such a person? Hasn't God exposed all of it as pretentious nonsense? I know in our Bible study, we talked about ethics and philosophy from a world view, as opposed to the truth, which is the Christ view. And since the world, in all of its fancy wisdom, never had a clue when it came to knowing God, God, in His wisdom, took delight in using what the world considered dumb, preaching from the gospel, from the Bible. He took that, of all things, to bring those who trust Him into the way of salvation. And so while the Jews want miraculous demonstrations and the Greeks want philosophical wisdom, we as Christ followers go right on proclaiming Christ crucified. Now, Paul says Jews treat this like an anti-miracle. Now, remember, Paul was a Jew. So he was able to see and know, not only was he a Jew, but he calls himself a Jew's Jew. In other words, he knew the teachings of the scribes and the priests. And he said they treat this like it's no big thing. And even the Greeks pass it off as something totally absurd. But to us who are personally called by God Himself, whether you're a Jew or a Greek, Christ is God's ultimate miracle and wisdom all wrapped up into one. But what does that all mean? See, today, this message is particularly profound as we are about to remember Allie's baptism. This message is timely and appropriate today as this young lady, 15 years of age, has made a decision to follow Christ from this day forward. Now, when the world tries to say that the title Christian stands for foolishness and fairy tales, we see that young people like Allie are still standing up and proclaiming Jesus Christ is Lord. When the world tries to label our faith as delusional, when people on crazy talk shows that come on in the morning try to say that because someone proclaims that they are a Christian, proclaims their faith and calls it mentally unstable, when the world tries to do that, there are still strong-minded young men and women like Allie who are rising up and resisting these destructive powers and principalities of this dark age, and they are saying, I will not be deceived. See, people like Allie and her family give me encouragement for our future. We tend to think, I think this is true, we tend to think that churches across the country are fading away, no longer relevant to society, that we're dying off. And I suppose if you look at average Sunday attendance in mainline churches across this country anyway, one might be inclined to believe that's true. You know, it occurs to me, it seems like there are many people who like to be entertained on Sunday. Right? The bigger the show, the better we like it. Now, I have to tell you, I have attended one of the large non-denominational churches in the Woodlands not so very long ago, and I have watched motorcycles jump across the stage. I have watched high wire walkers balance their way with a long pole on a guide wire all the way across the platform. I have seen elephants, yes, elephants and camels and horses inside the sanctuary. Quite literally, a circus. But see, there's this trend that's happening in the church today. I was reading an article about this just the other day. As young people are less interested in being entertained and are more interested in finding the truth, more interested in a relationship with the God who made them, and more interested in returning to the foundational liturgy and principles and traditions of the church. Why is that? I mean, motorcycles are cool. Elephants. If you could get the elephants on the high wire, that would be cool. Now, why is it? It's because, as Paul says, some people want signs and wonders and to have their ears tickled. Some people want to have philosophical discussions and they want everything proved to them. And then there are some people, like Allie, who respond to the Word of God, the proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which touches them in some profound way by the power of the Holy Spirit working in them, and they know that they know that they know that this is the wisdom of God for the people of God. That God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whosoever believes on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the miracle and wisdom of God that Allie has chosen on this particular glorious Sunday. See, on July 6, 2003, Allie was baptized and sealed as Christ's own forever. And her parents nurtured her until she was of age to choose for herself And God's prevenient grace, that grace that God pours out on us for no other reason than that God loves us, His prevenient grace and the Holy Spirit have been cultivating a work in Allie for all the years of her childhood. And now, as she has matured into this confident, godly young woman that you see right here before you, she has chosen to make Jesus the Lord of her life, her personal Savior. And so this morning, we honor that decision. This morning, we are going to send her forward into the next part of her faith story. And we're going to send her on this journey with our love and our support and with our prayers. And so in just a bit, we will remember her baptism using the liturgy of the baptismal covenant. Now bear in mind, she's already been baptized as a baby. But it's totally appropriate as she publicly proclaims her faith in Jesus Christ as Lord this morning. This is not only a reaffirmation of your baptism, Allie. This is an affirmation that you have chosen Jesus as Lord and Savior. And so this is a salvation moment. And you are all witnesses. And not just us, but the entire host of heaven in a very real and tangible way is looking in on us this morning. That's biblical. The Bible says that when we worship God who we can't see out of faith, the angels look in awe. Some translations say we teach the angels how to worship. And so if you can imagine, as we go through this celebration, this reaffirmation of baptism, as we hear Allie say the words, "I do," to the question, "Do you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior?" When we hear that, if you can imagine the roof being lifted off of the building and angels peering in awe of what is about to happen here. Because that, figuratively, of course, is the truth. I don't expect the roof to come off. But I tell you, we should all be raising the roof today at her decision. Now, when we celebrate this baptismal moment, I invite you to celebrate with her and remember your own baptism. Because, like Allie, if you were baptized when you were too young to remember, that's okay, because the baptismal covenant is God's word to us, proclaiming our adoption by grace into the family of God. And it's our word to God promising our response. What is our response? Faith and love. That's our response to what God has done. So even if you don't remember your baptism, that's okay, because God does. And He won't ever forget it. And so this morning, I want to celebrate together this amazing event, a reaffirmation of the baptismal covenant and a proclamation from her own mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. Because the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord, then you are saved. What a glorious day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.